bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Hope all of you that celebrated the U.S. Thanksgiving Day holiday had a great one. Hope you had a safe Black Friday, too. We've entered Cyber Monday now. And it is November 27th, 2017. All the best technology news that did happen over the weekend be coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Been checking on that iPhone 10 order recently? Maybe your shipping date has changed. According to KGI Securities, yeah, that place over there in China, they've seen some improvements in the iPhone 10 supplies, meaning that shipments may be going from about 3 to 4 weeks to about 1 to 2 weeks now, at least for some people. This is all due to the better-than-expected improvements in production. Could also mean that maybe they're not selling as many as they thought they were going to, too. Who knows? We ain't gonna get that from Apple, though, that's for sure. Though, according to Foxconn and what we're getting for production-wise, out of there, it's about 450,000 to 550,000 units per day compared to what it was before, which was about 50,000 to 150,000 a month. So there actually may be some lucky people out there that might actually get their iPhone 10 before Christmas, or at least around Christmas. Time for Monday Hacker News. Why is it that we're always hearing about hacks like years later? Well, here's another example for you. Do you or did you have an account over there in Imgur? Maybe you forgot all about it. Well, hackers certainly didn't. Yet, apparently the Imgur user database was compromised not this year and not last year and not the year before. Oh, 2014. Yes, you heard me correctly. 3 years ago, and we're just hearing about it now. Roy Shigal, the chief operating officer over there at Imgur, has said that the breach happened actually in 2014. But they did go on to say that hack didn't collect any names or addresses or phone numbers or anything like that. It only grabbed a hold of your email and password information. Is that supposed to make us feel better? Now, apparently the company is still investigating the incident. You've been investigating this for 3 freaking years? In any case, they think the hackers cracked the older algorithm that was used way back when. The company actually has since upgraded its encryption way back in 2016. Regardless, if you have an account or had an account and you just long forgot about it, might be a good idea to go over there and change your password, just for good measure. Got your Alexa, got your Sonos, got your Spotify? Well, now they can be happily married. Yet Sonos confirmed over the weekend, customers can now play their Spotify library on its speakers using Amazon Alexa to control it. It's also pretty simple, too, to enable this nice nifty feature for you. All you gotta do is choose from the preferred services inside Alexa's app. Once that's done, all you gotta do is tell Alexa to play your full collection of, say, your playlists or artist albums and songs. You get the idea. That's nice to see this feature finally from Sonos. And they're actually ahead of their promise. They promised that we'd get it by December 21st. Whew, not even December yet. And finally, now no, we don't get political on this show, and I don't intend to anytime soon. But this is an and finally I just couldn't pass up. The politician is named Sam. And Sam is from way down under. Yes, I'm talking about New Zealand. Sam is an AI robot you can talk with on Facebook Messenger right now. And of course, Sam is representing New Zealand. Now no, Sam doesn't hold any office, but you might have a better conversation with him than you would a real politician. Basically, what Sam is an experiment to create a representative that listens to people and responds to their questions with facts and policy positions. Gotta admit, it's pretty cool. Although I do sit here and kind of question when I was reading the story, you know, a representative that's supposed to listen to people and respond to their questions. Isn't that what real politicians are supposed to do? I guess they're gonna have bots taking care of that for them now. Then again, politician robots, what's the difference? If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Get subscribed to the British Tech Network. You can do that at BritishTechNetwork.com/subscriptions. Bronze, gold, and silver for your choosing over there. However much BTN you think you need, just choose one and you're good to go. Also, while you're at our official site, BritishTechNetwork.com, you can look at our review section over there. Check out all the other great podcasts on the BTN Network. And, of course, find all the links to our great social media sites, including Facebook at British Tech Network and Instagram at British Tech Network, on the Twitter at British Tech. But the main destination was where the fun is, and that's our Slack room with our BTN community. If you haven't, come on over and join us. You can easily do it at BritishTech.slack.com. The news show will be returning for your Tuesday edition. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, put your feet up on the desk. It's Monday. And thank you, as always, for listening.